This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
All right. Welcome back. Oh, Republic of Texas Radio. Sorry, got a little bit of distracted. You know, I was looking at the chat room. That happens sometimes. Today's date is, well, we're live. It's January the 2nd, 2022. First show of the RBN season. Well, the 2020 season. I guess I'm using that term kind of liberally. But I can do whatever the heck I want. That's how John Stadtmiller kind of left it. And well, there was always an understanding that I do no harm. Well, define that, huh? Isn't that fun? Andy in Texas is with us. Alan's in the wings. Well, I don't know. Maybe Alan's on the wing trying to beat it to death, doing multiplication. Okay, morning again, Alan. where were we?
On a positive note, guys, one of my new RBN family friends, popped up from the big city, came out, saw me out here yesterday, had a couple of new toys that he wanted to bring out in the world and let it be known that they're there. So we sat down, we played with some pistols, had a couple of semi-auto 9mm, a 22, had an AR platform we sighted in for him, and had some good conversation, had some fun, you know, putting pellets down range, and being a couple of guys out playing with toys. Pretty nice. My new friend, Larry. Thank you, Larry. Had fun yesterday.
Oh, yeah? That's wonderful. I wish I could do that. Actually, I should make time to do that. It's better than going to a city council meeting, you know, get out there and just hang out. We did have fun a couple weeks ago when a buddy of ours came down and from Florida. And I spent some time, we were talking about what, you know, all of his stuff, and, you know, he's showing me some of the stuff that he brought with him from Florida, and we were talking all about what we want to get or this or that. And unfortunately, I don't have, like, a target range in the back of my place that we couldn't, but it ended up being one of those Christmases where everybody's talking about guns, and I'm kind of like, this is great. This is really quite fun. You know, I don't know. I think you were there, Alan, at least part of that.
Yeah, I know exactly who you're talking about. And yes, actually, he popped out to my place one of the days he was in town here. And yeah, we once again went down into the hills a little bit here and played some music in the hills.
Played music in the hills.
Hey, Alan, gentlemen.
Randy. Yeah.
Wouldn't it be awesome that people who are like-minded like us, if all on the same day, if not the same week, we all got frustrated at the same time, and then we could see the strength in which we have, you know, because, I mean, what is the breaking point for everybody? What is the breaking point to this? I mean, where's the line in the sand? Mine's been crossed like 8 years ago. That's what put me on my little mission to do what I'm doing. Yeah. But holy cow, where's the breaking point? And if we could break all at the same time, boy, we've got a military then, don't we? Because it's going to be gun owners. You know, it's got to be gun owners. And you know, this whole thing, we got guns and they're not going to bring it to us, that's BS. They're going to bring it to us. They've got countermeasures for everybody who's got a gun. And look right now, they're actually probably stealing people's guns right now. We're not hearing about it on the news. You know, they're going from door to door with people who have guns probably and knocking them off. That's why they're giving us such a reprieve. That's why we're so incandescent in comparison to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. We're still sitting here pretending like everything's normal. Meanwhile, behind the scenes, these people are robbing us blind, stealing us blind, filling us up with a bunch of foreigners to take over. How do we know this is not a military coming in from the southern border or even the northern border? How come we're not hearing anything about the northern border? Because we don't know what's going on right now.
You know, they will sacrifice their own. I mean, even the higher-ups in the special tribe have been quoted saying, well, if we have to sacrifice some of the lesser brethren to achieve our goals, so let the lesser brethren be run off the cliff and put into the meat grinder. Because, once again, they might be of the same tribe, but some animals have more rights than other animals.
Well, I saw an interesting video the other day, and the person, he corresponded, I think it was Del Bigtree or something, he corresponded Hunger Games to what's about to happen, because they're going to break us up in regions. Well, watch this in Hunger Games, regions. Then you have two people who have to come together and fight and have to kill the other region's two people, and if they survive, they get fed for a year. Okay, look at how they're running with their food right now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, look at how they're running with their food right now. Look at what they're doing with their... I'm in the cold winter now. It just hasn't turned dark yet. When it turns dark, boy, 17 degrees is pretty cold. And I'm in a concrete building right now. The walls are concrete. The floors are concrete. As soon as that stuff gets super cold, I'll be living in a freezer. Hang your meat in my house, you know?
Yep.
Right, kind of like trying to prepare for what's actually going to come at us. You know, there's so many ways they can hit us, Andy. Cold might not be good for being in a concrete building, but, you know, you've got tornadoes out that way. You know, you're a little safer there. But how can you prepare for everything? There's so many ways that we can become at until we actually know what's coming at us. You can have all the preparations you want, but if you don't have that one specific thing, you're still screwed, aren't you? Because all we can do is do the best we can. Try to see what's coming. Try to inform everyone else what we see coming, when we see it coming. But, man, there's so many ways and so many avenues that we could be hit by. And they know that. You know, they know it. It's frustrating. They pit everyone against each other. Folks, all these different things. It's like now it's the backs against the hung backs. Every time they create one of these new little categories or get you to categorize yourself as a certain thing. Well, I'm a UT graduate. I'm a Texas X, you know, or whatever, you know.
Hook them down.
They get you broken up more and more. Your special little club. Oh, well, eventually it'll get where there's only one person in each special club, and everyone else out there will be your adversary. It's the easiest thing. They divide and they conquer. And the more they can divide, the easier it is to conquer, because the smaller groups of us that do have a common purpose. You know, they keep splitting you. Your common purpose keeps getting split. You know, we should just, instead of just being good people, trying to live this life, not hurt anyone else, just enjoy what we can and be left to hell alone. There are always those out there that don't like that. They will not leave us alone. So we'll do the best we can, folks.
I'll leave you guys with this because you probably got other colors. But I mean, once you get the best time to conquer a country is to get them in the wintertime. Why? Because we're vulnerable. We're reliant on them. And you know, this is kind of funny. So the municipal, they own your electric company. They own your water company. They own your sewer company. They own so much, and so there's so little people to pay off to turn the power off. You know what I'm saying?
Andy, what we're up against right now, though, you just kind of did kind of the anthropomorphizing thing. You said, what are they going to do? They're going to hit us when it's cold. Well, let me see. That's in the northern hemisphere. Let me see. There's a southern hemisphere, and there's a place called Australia, and it's summer down there. What the hell's going on down there? So you just kind of Americanized the whole situation, and it's global at this point, Andy. I'm not bitching at you. You know, we talk like this all the time. It's just trying to realize. It's like, you know, even if you think you know what's going on, it's real easy to slip back in. You know, Andy just basically said, you know, well, no one else matters but the northern hemisphere. They're going to hit us when it's cold, and it's cold up here now. But you got to think, it's like, well, it's summer in Australia, and they're raising hell down there.
We're the most armed up here. We're the ones with the arms and stuff, so what a great time to hit us. You know,
okay, well, hang on a second. No, hang on a second.
Oh, okay.
I got a request here. Sam, you want to bring Dave on for me? And we'll have the... both of them guys. Okay, uh-oh. Mr. The Thumb, Dave, what's going on, man?
Well, first of all, good morning and happier New Year.
Okay, yeah, happy New Year.
Well, happier, hopefully. Anyway, we got to make our own happiness, right?
Smiley faces.
First of all, Andy, don't hang up. Let's do a round table here.
I hate that word.
But I got to
really
tell you, brother, I was...
Go ahead.
I was horrified when you said it was a little okay when you said popcorn, but as soon as you said you popped in that microwave, I was horrified. First of all, corn pollen can travel up to 500 miles in 24 hours, okay? And so that means if you know of a corn patch that's heirloom corn that's, you know, farther away than 500 miles from Monsanto, by all means, try it. But pretty much all the corn is decimated. It's genetically modified. And then the crap in the bottom of that bag, holy crap, do this. I hear that they can't GMO the tri-colored corn, that Indian corn, and you can buy popcorn, buy yourself an airless, an air popper, not the, you don't fry them corns, you air pop them, and then you use real butter and salt, and now you got something there, my friend.
Hey, you know what? You know what? As far as the popcorn goes, that's the least of my worries at this
point. No, it isn't. That's what they want you to believe.
Well, that's the most of our
worries.
Okay, it's all about popcorn.
He did an experiment.
Look, you can't call that food, and the food is the worst of our worries. Because can't get food, we're in big trouble, fellas.
We've already been down that rabbit trail for 20 years.
I know.
Look, the whole food supply is decimated. It's all processed junk. The organic stuff may not even be organic. You know, depends on their definition.
Blowing across a field, what's the crap that they're dumping in the skies above us that certain people say, no, that's not up there, but I watch it and I know it's there and I see it coming down. What the hell's in that stuff? And we're all breathing that. Unless you're Howard Hughes can afford a super extra, micron filtering system to filter your air that your plants are getting and circulating around them, you ain't got nothing that's organic. Because what's coming out of the skies and you have just
plants and people are very resilient, and when the plants have the right nutrition, meaning minerals in the soil, all bets are off. And when you put those minerals in your body, the plant-derived minerals that have been digested by plants, that's why they're called plant-derived, those minerals in the ground are negatively charged by the earth, and all heavy metals and toxins and all that crap they're pouring in from the sky, it's all positively charged. And when you consume those minerals, they suck that crap out of your body like a magnet. My mentor lives in California, right at the epicenter, right, where all that chemtrail shit started. Oh, pardon me. Where all that chemtrail stuff started, all that Fukushima radiation is coming in. This guy's 83 years old. He consumes these minerals at a 300-pound dose, every day, and he hasn't been sick. This stuff is not affecting him.
On another note, though, take just like the snow I got here today. Last night I put a cup of the snow in my microwave, and it sparked.
Go right.
What do you think about that? I tried to melt some snow, and it sparked like I had put a piece of aluminum foil in it.
In the microwave? Cute.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yeah, that's the metal. Absolutely. I remember years ago when we moved here, I heard stories about the, the fake snow and whatever. And I got one of the Mr. Infernos. It's a big wand that hooks up to a barbecue tank. And it's got a 6-foot hose, and there's a 2-inch pipe on the end of that wand. And you fire that thing up, and it's for, putting in patchwork for driveways and stuff, with the blacktop. Anyway, I bought it to melt ice on my driveway, and I put that in a pile of snow, and the snow turned black. It didn't melt. It turned black. It burned the snow, and that was like...
Dave, you're not a snowologist, so you don't know what's going on.
You gotta
ask the specialist.
Yeah, but I'm 62 years old, and I lived in Michigan almost my whole life, And except for, you know, a couple, 3 years in Florida and then 8 years in Texas, I'm telling you, snow doesn't burn, it melts. This stuff burned. I was blown away.
Burnt snow.
My snow looked like a sparkler in the microwave.
Watch out where those New World Orders go. Just don't eat the burnt snow.
Or the yellow snow.
Well, the yellow snow might be better than the burnt snow.
In our days, we just had to worry about the yellow snow. Now it's pretty much any of it.
Right.
I used to enjoy as a kid eating snow. I used to enjoy that.
Oh, yeah. It was I remember going to a party in high school, you know, underage drinking, and then my buddy's like, he got up a bunch of guys to go out camping in the woods, you know, it was in the winter, snow on the ground, and everybody said, yeah, but then as soon as the party ended, him and I were the only ones that went out there, and he gathered up all his camping gear, you know, and we made a fire, he had a rabbit to roast on the fire, and he had a coffee pot, an old tin coffee pot, you know, like the old West, and he scooped up a bunch of snow and he put it on, and there was sticks and twigs and stuff. I'm telling you what, it was one of the best nights I ever had in my life. It was freaking awesome.
Oh yeah, out camping. Oh yeah, that we call that backwoods seasoning.
Oh yeah.
Back when we were kids, you just scoop up a cup of snow and take it in the house and squirt in your little cherry flavor, and you had a snow cone.
Right.
Literally, a snow cone. And now I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that to save my life.
My mother was, you know, 90 years old. She was born out here, you know. She said, well, when we were little, it's like, you know, we'd be down playing near the creek, and we got thirsty. We just stuck our face down in the creek, you know, and drink some creek water, you know. And we start playing again, and we'd, like, you know, go 150 yards up the creek, and there'd be a big old cow patty right in the middle of the creek. And I'm like, but you never got sick, though, did you, Mom? She said, no. I'm like, that's because you stayed exposed to your environment, which gets your gut biome and everything. You know, you eat local, you know.
You had an immunity system environment, that, you know, no longer exists today.
We don't do that anymore. We've been pulled away from what we are actually in our being.
Hey, and didn't George Carlin say that? George Carlin said that one time. He said, he was talking about diseases. He said, you know why when I grew up I didn't have diseases? Because we swam in the Hudson River. It was full of bacteria and sewage and stuff. We swam in that. We had the immune system of something fierce here. And if you don't test your immune system, you don't have one then. If you're going to stay in a bubble, wear a mask, whatever, you know, and isolate yourself, you're never going to get an immune system. Your body has to work towards an immune system. And George Carlin was right. And he was no doctor. He was a comedian. And a wonderful one, by the way. And he's very prolific, too, because look what he said in his commentary just before he died. Most of it came out like that. Look what he said, and it's all true. It's all true.
He was a wise man.
His comedy actually made you think. You know, if you had the ability to think about it, you know, he's actually, a lot of his stuff was pretty damn deep. You know, it wasn't just shallow, stupid comedy. If you really thought about it, it's like, wow, that's really true, you know?
Yeah, well, they long since had the politicians in their pocket. They got the judges in their pocket. They got the prosecutors in their pocket. It's a big club, and you ain't in it.
True enough.
And that's probably his most famous line.
Just like a pyramid, that club has different levels. And they get smaller as you go towards the top, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Some are more special than others.
I don't know. You know, Dave, you sent me a picture the other day. You sent me a picture the other day, you know, and God, I can't remember what it said. It said something like, congratulations. You survived the coercion to get the shot, and you survived this, and yeah, I'm going, damn, that's kind of true, you know, and as I was thinking about that, right, you sent it out to a bunch of people, but it was fascinating, because through 2020, we went through this thing where Donald Trump locked down the nation, and hey, Trumpy Trumps, you know, he did, right, he brought those two people, Scarf Lady and Dr. Mengele, oh, sorry, Fauci, on board, and he said doom and gloom, and he united the nation. That's that mass formation thing they were talking about, right? If you remember back in 2019, kind of that Dr. Malone, he was kind of right on the spot there. I'm not sure that that's exactly where I'm thinking, but I'll play with that in my head for a minute. But everybody was fragmented in the 16s and the 17s and the 18s. And we were being torn apart. A lot of it was from the former regimes and so forth. You know, I hate George Bush, and then I hate Obama. And then I'm like, man. And marching up to the Trump, all of a sudden, you know, they're like, we're going to get Hillary. Oh, but Trump, listen to Trump. And then, well, damn, he didn't turn out to be evil, too. It's like, oh, what are you going to do? Oh, we came together, right? Stronger together, stand together. All of a sudden, everybody was stand together in our own psychosis that we're going to die of a bug that the United States funded. And they forgot that, and they forgot about the tests and the tests failing and how the tests still fail. And now we're into...
We'll vote a good guy in next time, and they forget about the late vote fraud that they were just exposed to, and they will just go, but we'll get him in 2024, and then we'll have a good guy in there, and everything will be good.
Yeah.
I remember on the news, they interviewed this woman before the election, and she said, I'd vote for a monkey to get Bush out of there.
Yeah.
Well, a monkey would be better.
And a monkey would be better because it would occasionally make a mistake in our favor.
And then they gave us Obama.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, the Obama crap. Did we get a monkey then or what?
No. If we got a monkey, we would have been in a better place.
We would have been because he didn't make any mistakes in our favor.
It's a monkey that's been in one of those labs and been lobotomized and all that crap, you know, maybe, but yeah.
Yeah, maybe they'll give us a humanzee.
There you go.
I was about to say that, Dave. You're right, though. They actually have humanzees. I just watched the video on that.
Right. All right.
Hey, remember the island of Dr. Moreau?
Absolutely.
They actually have been doing that kind of crap. They've been doing that for a long time.
Right.
Chimera.
Well, look at Dr. Mandela.
Where do you think minotaurs and all this other crap came from? It's not just myth. It's mythical history.
Hey, here's one for you. Here's one for you, gentlemen.
Okay, listen, go for it.
Dr. Fauci got all these beagles that he, like 500 of them or something, and all those crazy experiments on them. Guess what they did? Me too, but guess what they did? They actually went after the guy who supplied him the dogs and arrested him.
Yeah, of course. No, he's a scientist.
He didn't do anything to the dogs. He just sold him some dogs.
Right.
Yeah, but that guy.
I was doing the same thing. I was like, why are they not investigating the National Institute of Health, the one that did the crap?
Thank you.
How do you have 500 beagles? How do you have 500 beagles in your back pocket?
Well, no,
I didn't do that.
Puppy mill.
You're a non-profit governmental contractor.
Mm-hmm. He was designed to breed puppies.
He didn't destroy the dogs.
He's also got some experiment about extreme pain on monkeys or something like that. You hear about that?
Yeah.
Dr. Ouchie?
Yeah.
Guys, this is all good because it's science and they're doing it for the chillins.
That's right.
Are they?
Hey, we're going to have to clear the deck here. We got a couple other, you know, phone lines or phone calls coming into the queue.
Let me get this out. National-assembly.net. Don't be afraid of infiltrators because they've infiltrated our country, our world. Let's get these suckers by becoming we the people. That's the first three words of the Constitution. We the people, by, for, and of the people. National-assembly.net. Love you guys.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Thank you for being out there, guys. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Andy. Appreciate it. You know, I do like listening to, you know, all these people, all our friends, right? You know, they call into the show. Round tables are just kind of hard for me. Too many voices, too much going on. I'd rather, but maybe that's just me. So, but that was fun. You ready to move on? You got a point.
Yeah.
Huh?
I said that can be it can be real fun. Like I said, I have more fun talking with y'all out there. Like I said, I've said many times, it's like I'm not here so much really for y'all. It's like y'all are kind of out there for me because this helps me keep my sanity. Thank you.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, from the state of Florida, We've got Mr. Mark. Hello, Mark. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, gentlemen. I got two things for you. As far as the Constitution, rebelmadman.org, and read some Lysander Spooner. The Constitution is the people's adversary. And number two, Round Rock honey is so yummy. I can make a commercial now. And some lemon juice and some green or black tea. It's a good elixir. Huh. And Round Rock honey is the best honey. It's just, I love it.
Aren't you supposed to be? Aren't you supposed to be doing like localized honey? You know, because localized honey is supposed to contain all the good stuff from the bees that are around. But then the question is what the hell are the bees eating per se? You know, what was it? Dave out in Michigan was just talking about the Monsanto corn and so forth. And I have a cornfield about 5-6 miles away from me that's a Monsanto test field. It's like, oh, really?
The local may be that may be a valid idea, but I'm telling you what, that Round Rock honey is just the best. It's like, it's just good. I like it. I don't care if I'm in Canada. Round Rock honey, I'll buy it and ship it to me. It's some good stuff.
All right.
It is amazing. It's like, the honey comes from the hives out here on my ranch. You know, a lot of times, you know, they fly around, and a lot of times they've got, like, you know, thistles are their main, you know, source, depending on the food source and where it's at, the mineral content in the ground, and everything affects the taste of the honey, and it can be very microclimate, if you want to call it that, unique. And if you pay attention, it's there are very nice, subtle differences. Nature is a wonderful thing if it's left to nature.
Yeah, and they destroy honey, too.
Thank you. and Mark Thanks. Also said something there. He said, you know, about, you know, read some Lysander Spooner. I say, read everything you can. And don't just read it, folks, but read it and try to do your best to think about what you read. Try to correlate it to something else. Does it, you know, make something more believable? Does it disprove something you heard earlier? Try to do the correlations. Don't just read it. That's, I guess it gives you a general knowledge, but read and try to understand and see if you can correlate it and see the links, you know, the spider web that spreads out from information and how it's all interconnected today. Don't just read. Try to comprehend what you've read. Use your organic computer. And I'm not trying to talk down to anyone, but a lot of people read stuff, but I don't really think they comprehend or try to comprehend.
That's the music. Hang on. Right back.
Under my boots and around my toes. Frost that bit the ground below. Was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried. And my mama cried. Save your money, don't go to the show. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. Well, I turned around and I said, ho, ho. And the northern lights commenced to glow. And she said, with a tear in her eye,
watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow. Watch out where the huskies go, don't you eat that yellow snow.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
All right. We're back. Hey, that was Frank Zappa's Don't Eat the Yellow Snow, courtesy of our, our producer. You know, Republic Broadcasting is back on the air on the weekends, right? It was a couple days off. It happens every year, right? And so we're going to deal with that. We're going into, you know, the future. It's kind of funny when we talk about the producer of our shows over at Republic Broadcasting. I know our former producer, Ken, right? He used to get mad if somebody called him a board op, or at least he got his hackles up. And it is so much more. You guys don't understand what's going on behind the scenes over at Republic Broadcasting. They provide a great sound quality, a lot of stuff. The rest of today will be live if the hosts show up, which most likely they are. They're pretty, you know, they're pretty good at that. You know, there's a few holes in the weekend slot, yes, and those will be patched up soon enough. And I guess we're doing reruns in between those and whatnot. I don't want to be, focusing too much on that. But RBN is really important to keep the focus on the ship. All right. You know, it's turning a corner. It's going into 2022. And let's give it a good, have fun. Let's do this. Okay.
Alan, I also want to thank Sam, because that song actually made me chuckle. Thank you, Sam.
You're a rock star, Sam. Okay, let's move on. Let's line to Frank Zappa. Just kidding. You know, actually, we've got... I'm missing this. Mike in Arizona. Oh, my God. How are you? How's Arizona going?
Yes, good morning. I got a news item here. Back on the 17th of March 2020, on the second hour, I had talked to John Stadtmiller and notified him of this Harvard professor, Charles Lieber, that had been working in Wuhan. And that's kind of become a big news item. But now I have an update on this. This was just released on the 21st of December of 2021. Yeah, Harvard University professor convicted of making false statements and tax offenses. This is from the Department of Justice's website. Dr. Charles Lieber found guilty of concealing his affiliation with the Wuhan University of Technology and his participation in China's Thousand Talents program. The former chair of Harvard University Chemistry and Chemical Biological Department was convicted by a federal grand jury today, in connection with his lying to federal authorities about his affiliation with the People's Republic of China, Thousand Talents Program, and the Wuhan University of Technology, WUT, in Wuhan, China, as well as failing to report income he received from WUT. Dr. Charles Lieber, 62. Was convicted following a six-day jury trial of two counts of making false statements to federal authorities, two counts of making and subscribing a false income tax return, and two counts of failing to file reports of foreign bank and financial accounts with the Internal Revenue Service. U.S. Senior District of indicted. Lieber has served as the principal investigator of the Lieber Research Group at Harvard University, which received more than $15 million in federal research grants between 2008 and 2019. Unbeknownst to his employer, Harvard University, Lieber became a strategic science at WUT and later a contractual participant in China's Thousand Talents programs from at least 2012 through 2015. China's Thousand Talents plan is one of the most prominent talent recruitment plans designed to attract, recruit, and cultivate high-level scientific talent in furtherances of China's scientific development, economic prosperity, and national security. It says here that Lieber's salary was $50,000 per month, living expenses of up to $150,000, and awarded him more than $1.5 million to establish a research lab at Wuhan University. In 2018-2019, Lieber lied to federal authorities about his involvement in the Thousand Talents Plan and his affiliation with WUT. And that's... brand new information. The press release number is 21-1284. So I admit that they were relatively minor charges. They usually are like 2-3 years apiece. Heavy financial penalty on that, like $100,000 apiece. But maybe they just wanted to nail him down, and then later they can get him for spying. I do notice that there's been a number of trials that have gone on fairly recently. We had the Kyle Rittenhouse one that got a whole lot of attention. Then there was that deputy that mistook her taser for a pistol and shot somebody. And then this Ghislaine Maxwell, and how one is, we hear all about the Kyle Rittenhouse and hardly anything about the other, but some of this, like this Ghislaine Maxwell, finally started dribbling out. But here's one that did not get any news coverage at all. And that's all I have to say. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Damn interesting, but yeah, I would expect, you know, that's kind of right in alignment with the IRS coming out and saying all drug dealers must report their income on, you know, their income taxes and so forth. And this guy's, I guess, being busted on the IRS level, and they're going to go, yeah, well, you know, you should have paid us. Right? It's not, no, what did he do? Did he damage the country? Right? Did he damage our country? Kind of sounds a little bit like that's a potential, right? And what's he going to do? They're going to let him walk. You know, did he say, you know, do you remember that, Alan, what we were talking about as far as penalties for this guy? You know, 2 years? You know,
he's going to get a raise.
Nothing.
And a vacation. And will advance in the system. And live a most wonderful existence on this plane. And that is my prediction. And I'm not, I don't want to, I see things differently. I see the control mechanisms. The system is not going to get rid of itself. They give you the perception, oh, they give you a little win here, a little win there. Oh, if you just do this, you catch them right here, then you got them, and everything will be good, and they'll give you all your crap back. And it's like they give you a perception of honesty and integrity and actual justice within the system, when overall, a vast majority of the cases, you really don't ever hear anything about.
It's frustrating in jails and prisons all over the freaking country
and across this planet.
Sure, it's frustrating. Is Mike in Arizona still on? Did he drop off?
I am.
Okay. You know, so he's, you said that I think he has the potential of receiving 2 years per charge, and they'll probably be expunged, and he'll walk, right? You know, he'll walk and give them some of the money back, right? And that's about it, you know. Is he a traitor? Is that the gist of it? Or is he just somebody that didn't pay the IRS their money? Or both? Or none? What do you think?
Well, like I said, I think it's enough right now to nail him down, and there could be superseding indictments later on down the road. There was, I think, some of the ones that were 2 years possible, and like on the income tax evasion, and then there was another one of a 3 years also. I remember he got charged or convicted of six different charges, and one of them, the income tax one, was the maximum penalty was $100,000, and then another one was like $250,000. So he's got a potential of having to pay at least like $700,000-$800,000. We'll see what it is, but you know, sometimes
with an income
small victories are better.
With an income of $50,000 a month from 2012 to onward, that's nothing. Right?
I agree.
Yeah, it's a damn shame, but they hung him, and
like
we've got justice.
You know, and Epstein, it's like, oh, well, Epstein killed himself, and Ghislaine's going to go to jail, and then all the pedophilia would be over. It's like, no, folks, it's... I mean, what was that? The something affair in Omaha, Nebraska. You know, I mean, this stuff has been to light several times, and it's very rampant. And it's like they give you this perception that it's like, oh, well, see, there's justice in the system. We got rid of these evil pedophiles, and now all of our children are safe. So everyone will kind of back off again. And oh, whew, boy, glad that's over. Our children are safe again. And no, there are still Ghislaine Maxwell and Epstein are
and
just the tip of an
sealed,
iceberg.
and they sealed the court documents for a billion years.
Yeah.
Because there were important people involved in that case, and they didn't want to hurt the important people because we're not important. The important people that were involved with the pedophile ring.
That's in the past. Yeah. We need to look to the future. That's in the past. Forget about that.
Sorry.
Or what's the old saying? The future is certain. It's the past. We keep a mystery.
Got anything else there, Mike, or we're going to kind of move on?
Yeah, I understand. There was a couple of other people that were indicted along with Lieber. There was one that was called Yang Qi, and another one was called Zhang Zhao and Wang Zhao Qi. And the female, she was a lieutenant in the PLA, and she got out of town like one step ahead of the U.S. Marshals. But the other one had been arrested. He had gone to Logan Airport, and the customs was looking through his luggage and found vials of biogenetic material wrapped in paper, stuffed inside of his socks. And so they have arrested him, but I'm not sure what the status is on his charges and stuff. But yeah, go ahead. Happy New Year, guys. Later.
Okay. Thank you. That's kind of scary. Kinda
well, you know, when he said things stuffed down the socks, it's like, it just flashed into my mind, Sandy Berger coming out of the National Archives. What history did Sandy Berger change while he was in the National Archives? And was he the first one to ever do that? Methinks not. So we can do the best we can, but even if you're in the National Archives, is what you're reading the truth, or has it been replaced with a convenient truth by the power of the
key? Ain't the first thing. We've already been told. Wag the dog told us everything. Damn frustrating.
Especially after this last election, that was almost spot on.
For sure.
Fly girl?
Yeah. Hey, welcome to the new year, Mer Bailey. How are you?
Oh, good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
We need to keep all these uplifting celebrations going all year long. Next week is Russian Christmas.
Russian Christmas?
Yeah, Julian calendar. We always called it that because I had Russian friends, so we'd celebrate both. It's fun. A lot of fun
and
stuff.
There's a Chinese New Year coming up, and
Speed
is somewhere in there, you know, all that stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how we can be international, keep our culture separate, is just enjoy them, you know?
Yeah.
Share our recipes.
Lots
of hope for that.
Hey,
guess what? Beautiful here. It's sunny and calm, but there's beautiful glittering, sparkling ice formations on the windows, and it's 11 below, but feels like 23 below.
No, I think it's warming up here. Oh, are you? Yeah, I'm pretty sure Andy's doing about the same here in Texas, but, you know, I wouldn't want to get up if it's how cold was it over there, Alan? Do you remember? 15? 20?
Yeah, in Lubbock. Yeah, 15. Like I said last night, it was 17 after I walked him back from the store in the snow.
That's damn funny. Hey, Mer, I have a question for you. Thanks for calling in, by the way. You know, we do have two chat rooms, and, you know, they're back and forth, and you can join one chat room or you can join the other chat room. And
you can Roman ride.
What was that?
Yeah. You can Roman ride. Put one horse, one foot on each horse.
Yeah, definitely. I've been noticing that Chat Tango, did they change something and you can't drop clips or links into the chat room? Because I've tried dropping links into both of the chat rooms, and they never come through, at least for me.
That's weird.
Weird.
No, I made sure I moved all, you know, removed all the breaks on the one I'm in anyway.
Okay.
I think there's a screen there CFR might not be familiar with. Equicentric pointed it out. It's, you go, you know, if you own the chat, you see a hammer, you know, a gavel, and you click on that, and it's the bottom one, and bring it up, and you can remove the repetitions or nonsense.
It's a hammer. That's great. Yeah. I'm going to beat that one. You know, it's funny, those chat rooms, you know, because you can get people that go outside of your parameters and some people that will try to pitch their porn at you or, you know, just go totally sideways. And it takes a lot of work to manage them. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think John Stadtmiller may have had an effect because that one chat room he went after, and, you know, it's just normal for porn to get dropped in there, and if you check the IPs, they're like Israel or Russia. But I haven't seen basically any of that since he, you know, I guess it was in Britain where it's based, supposedly. Matus or something like that. So anyway, he had that one taken down, and he was real, I guess.
Well, that's true. You know, I go to the to trends.gab.com for news. That, you know, it's pretty good. It's got some neat stuff, but their porn spam is down again. I don't know if they did something. Is it true? Or are we in? Hang on, Merv.
Okay.
We'll close the show up when we get back. Republic of Texas Radio.
For over 20 years now, Extendabite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
So here we fight all through the night, going at it now.
All right. Welcome back, Republic of Texas Radio, first show of 2022. Yay! Hey, Merz with us. Hey, Alan Murr, who wants to go next?
I was just gonna let me say real quick. I've been remarkably quiet for me, you know, because and I just realized something. It's like, well, you and Murr were sitting there talking digital English, and I really only understand and converse in analog English, and you know, it kind of sounds the same, and I can understand the words, but you know, I came to the realization I'm even an outcast among outcasts.
No, I am, Alan.
I'm not in the digital world, even so. Even most of the people listening out there are listening by computer and everything like that, and I don't do that stuff, so I'm even an outcast among you outcasts out there. So don't feel bad, because you're not the ultimate outcast, I guess.
Well, I don't care. You know, we've got our own breed of outcasts, I guess. It varies quite a bit, large scale. But yesterday, Darren and Vicky talking about the Ashley Babbitt, if that was even her name, op. And that was a staged event. I put evidence in the chat room, and Darren's getting emotional, and I said, oh, you can't get emotional. You got to, you know, slow down the video and turn off the mute, and then there's other breakdowns of it, and I'll put that in the chat room, too. But, and this thing about Mangala, that's all false. So we've been fed lies all along because we have morals and they don't. So
and,
I like being,
you know,
that kind of out.
Probably kind of like me, Murr. There are very few things in my life that I say, that's it, that's the ultimate, and that's, you know, completely false. You know, even the things that I think are mostly false, with the knowledge that I have, I don't always throw them just completely out. They're like stuck in the back of my brain pan, you know?
Right.
And something might scrape up the back of my brain pan two years from now, you know? And it's like, wow, you know?
That staged event, what they did with her, parade her out in front with that moulage all over her. No, if she was injured, what would they do? They'd take her out the back and put her in an ambulance. Pronto, right?
Gunshot wounds as a general thing are very bloody.
It wasn't a gunshot wound, and there wasn't blood at first.
I know.
You have to look at it. So this is what they do. They paraded her out front to end the op and blame Whitey and blame the whoever, whatever. But you also got to remember, too, with Libra, there's also this Robert Langer at MIT doing polymer. There's a bunch of these guys all over. There's a Japanese guy in Madison, and I think Japan took him in for safekeeping, that was trying to do the gain-of-function thing for years now, and with people in the Netherlands. So, but they're not that smart, like Tom Rogers reminds us. They think they are, but they're not. Okay, they're not in control of it. But you also have to remember, too, Trump was the one that brought in the executive order about trafficking, and he's the one that got this ball rolling, along with Q, okay? All this stuff was in there about these satanic pedophiles, and it goes on, and it's not stopping. And sure, I agree, it's not all cut and dried, false or real. There's a mixture. There always is. Otherwise, it wouldn't work. I have a big 20-pound kitten here that wants to play with a spiral cord.
Big kitten.
You know, I did start my morning once again with a lab atop of me, so we share common interests. You know,
Yeah, it's so cold in my house that I got it warm enough in the bedroom because that's where the pipe comes in for the well water. So it was a lot of reading books last night in the covers, you know. It was fun. I was reading that.
It actually is kind of fun. You're snuggled up in that sleeping bag like a worm in a cocoon, ain't you?
Oh, actually, it's a sandwich of two sleeping bags, but yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
That's the music.
Listen,
say goodbye, folks.
Oh, David Douglas Duncan. His work is in Austin. Check it out.
I was looking at
his book.
Take care, folks. Happy New Year.
Goodbye, everybody. See you next week.
Under my boots and around my toe. Frost that bit the ground below. It was 100 degrees below zero. And my mama cried.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.